Hi, I'm Jonathan Capehart. Thanks so much for listening to my Voices of the Movement series over the past few weeks. You've already heard stories from people who lived through pivotal moments in the civil rights movement and the lessons they hope to pass on from their experiences. If you haven't heard those stories, stop right now and go back and listen. There's still so much more to come in this series. In the coming weeks, you'll hear even more incredible voices from the civil rights movement as they explore the themes that made the movement what it was and that connect the 1960s to today. We'll explore the resonance of the philosophy of nonviolence. We'll celebrate Dorothy Cotton, Amelia Boynton, Shirley Chisholm, and other women of the movement whose contributions have not always been heralded as they should. And we'll even have an entire episode dedicated to the power of music during this important era in our history. But first, I want to hear from you. What voices do you hope get preserved? And what lessons can those voices give us in today's society? Let me know by emailing me at jonathan.capehart@washpost.com or on Twitter by tweeting at CapehartJ. Thanks so much for listening, and see you back here next week with another episode of Voices of the Movement.